Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, scattered thunderstorms possible, a low of 62. A man from northern Illinois accused of murdering his estranged wife with a hatchet in Mount Pleasant has entered into a plea deal with prosecutors about a month before his trial was scheduled to begin. However, a judge will still need to decide if he was suffering from a mental disease or other mental condition at the time. 39-year-old Christian Loganegru entered a plea of no contest to first-degree intentional homicide and the death of Roxana Aberdan this morning. She had been staying with her employer in Mount Pleasant in an attempt to hide from her husband. Loganegru is accused of attacking his wife, dragging her into a car, and killing her in a motel parking lot. Charges of kidnapping and mayhem were dismissed during a plea hearing this morning. Loganegru has also pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. It will be up to Judge Eugene Gasarkevich to determine if Loganegru should be held legally responsible for his actions. That portion of the proceedings is scheduled for July 11th. Units from several Kenosha County fire departments were called to assist Pleasant Prairie firefighters early this afternoon at a home in the 1500 block of 112th Avenue. The fire was reported in an attached garage just before 1 o'clock. It was declared under control about a half hour later, no word yet on the extent of damage. At about the same time, fire units from Rochester, Waterford, Tishigan, and Burlington were called to the Burger King restaurant in the village of Rochester for a grease fire. According to a news release from the Racine County Sheriff's Office, an employee called 911 to report the fire, and the restaurant was evacuated. The fire was quickly extinguished, and there were no injuries. It was confined to a small area, and the business also sustained some water damage. It's not known how long the restaurant may be closed. Racine's Main Street Bridge was out of service for just under 3 hours this morning because of what appeared to be an electric problem related to storm activity this week. Assistant Public Works Commissioner Tom Eag explained there was a problem with raising and lowering the deck properly, prompting the replacement of an electrical panel. The problem was rectified about 10 a.m., and he said the Main Street Bridge is good to go for the holiday weekend and plenty of expected boat traffic. A rally on mental health awareness was held at the St. Luke's Health Pavilion of Wheaton Franciscan All Saints with the goal of eliminating the stigma and promoting recovery. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave talked about a desire to have mental health services, including the SAIL program, all in a single location.
We're outgrowing our space. We need to have a vision of moving our mental health services, combining all services for individuals who are in need, whether it's mental health, whether it's public assistance or whatever they need. I think the vision is it all needs to happen in one spot, and we're committed to coming up with a plan to do that. Our clinic is growing, that's the good news, but we know we have a lot more people that need help.
The mental health rally was the latest effort at community engagement, with a symposium on the subject scheduled for September of next year. Elected officials from five Racine County communities impacted by a proposal to convert an abandoned rail line into a bicycle and pedestrian path will gather the week of June 11th to talk more about what's called the Rails to Trails initiative. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant on the east side of the interstate, along with Union Grove, Dover, and Yorkville on the west side, are targeted with this project. It would incorporate abandoned Soo Line tracks, including removal of the rails. A public information meeting was held last week with about 5 dozen people attending, but there's still a long way to go, and that includes approval from both Racine County and the state. The Rails to Trails effort was announced earlier this year, and it included efforts by such groups as Leadership Union Grove. It would link to an existing trail system that's near Burlington and Waterford. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Don't forget the true meaning behind Memorial Day. Among the ceremonies in this area, the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Dover holds its annual ceremony Sunday at 11 a.m. Kenosha's Navy Club Ship 40 has a ceremony Monday at 9 a.m. on the lakefront east of the municipal building. Burlington's Veterans Memorial Parade is 9 a.m. Monday. At 10 a.m. Monday, Green Ridge Cemetery in Kenosha has a ceremony. Also at 10 a.m. Monday is the Racine Area Veteran Council Parade along West Boulevard to Graceland Cemetery for an 11 a.m. ceremony at the War Monument. In Rochester, the American Legion Post 20 Parade starts at 1:30 Monday afternoon and goes to Pioneer Park for a ceremony around 2 o'clock that will feature House Speaker Paul Ryan. And at 2 p.m. Monday, those buried in Racine County's Pauper Field on Highway 11 at Pritchard Park, some who served, will be remembered. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.